My name is Colby.
And my name's Chris.
We're both from Indian River County, Florida, and are starting this podcast to talk about fun topics to have a good laugh.
Welcome to the Glendale Guys. Oh my god, that's a beer crackling.
We are back with a pretty much overnight sensation.
That's million dollar company. And as we begin episode 15 of our podcast, I've created a podcast jingle that I wanted to run by you. I thought a lot about it, and here it goes. Chris and Colby's podcast. It's the podcast where we talk about stuff. I'm gonna adjust our intro song for layers of music on it. Yeah, I found it. I did it.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Now, no royalty free, by the way.
We didn't even have to pay for that.
Speaking of Applebee's, they kind of owe us some money, so.
Yeah, you know, I've stopped kind of patroning that place. Yeah, it's just a little. You know what really I found a slap in the face is.
Yeah, what was that about? Right.
Okay, so it said something about legal fees, but I don't know what else was like.
That's bullshit. I think both of us have watched enough TV to understand the legal system to a fairly high degree. So. I think one of the greatest office scenes is Michael recreating Law and Order.
The cleaning lady.
So terrible. But yeah, actually, as a segue, as Colby was saying at the very beginning of the episode, we actually launched a online retail site called Glendale Guys Collectibles. And we launched it just a few weeks ago. So that the things that we've been productive with during quarantine have actually been pretty good, huh? We've been good.
Yeah. No, this started back in. I mean, we've always kind of toyed around with like the idea of not only having, you know, like an online presence, but we've talked about what we thought would be really cool in the future is actually having, you know, a brick and mortar store, which. You know, of course, that's maybe something down the road if this takes off. But yeah, no, especially with quarantine, it's, you know, March hit and we both were kind of.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man. So it's just kind of random. Yeah, if you guys have listened to previous episodes, you know a good amount of obviously our interest in collectibles and video games. But more importantly than that is, you know, your hobbying and interest of picking up kind of retro games and consoles and refurbishing them, selling them. So that's kind of to a degree what the business is. And you can go online, you can go to our site and literally select the type of retro games that you'd receive, which are like a subscription box is essentially what the service is. So that's, you know, kind of a long story short, we've always been interested in it. So that was a blast to actually hit live a few weeks ago, you know, and actually hold ourselves as quote unquote owners of it, which has been pretty neat.
Yeah. No, it's been exciting starting it off, and then just we kind of started it off on a, mm-hmm. I feel maybe a simpler note right now. But just the idea of it being GlendaleGuysCollectibles.com, we're not necessarily limiting ourselves to just, you know, video games, which I think is awesome. You know, in the future, we could have, you know, still, excuse me, more subscription-based stuff. Maybe it'd be like, you know, trading card, you know, monthly boxes that you get in, right. You know, 10 packs of cards every month, and you get to open them for, you know, a flat rate fee or... Or maybe it is, you know, down the road, hey, we start selling consoles or individual highly collectible games. I'm excited to see what this first year we kind of set some goals to right. see where we
and I'll tell you what year with them. You know, kind of going through the whole thing is as we both did research on, you know, subscription boxes, which is something that I think both of us had an interest in terms of, you know, a lot of different business reasons, but we've both kind of had our own experiences with ordering similar type of collectible video game boxes. And one thing that we kept finding as we were doing just more research was just how expensive some of them can be. You know, I'm sure everyone who's listening has probably done HelloFresh for food or some type of clothing or makeup subscription box. But when it comes to video games, one, you know, the barrier of entry to get a recurring monthly subscription, it can run you $30 or $40, which a lot of people just don't either have or want to pay for what is kind of more of a luxury, which is a so, you know, we kind of come in a little bit more competitively priced. And then two, you can also, you don't have to buy a subscription. You know, you can go in and just buy a single box as a present for yourself or for others. So kind of two things I think really set us apart that we're excited to see kind of how it goes.
Yeah, that's one thing I was excited about was us throwing out the idea of just the one-time purchase and the other options are, you know, the 12 months a month and also the month to month, which of course, you know, the more, you know, if you do 12 months, it's the cheapest. 6 months is a little bit more, and then month to month is probably the quote unquote most expensive, mm-hmm. which is still super cheap. But the month to month is nice because, you know, if you, you know, after 2 or 3 months decide, hey, you know, I just can't afford to spend the extra, you know, $15 or so a month, you can cancel it with, you know, no cancellation fees. Cause I know a lot of those places too, you try to get out of it and they're like, no, you're locked in, or they hit you with, you know, a fee for half the cost of what it would, you know, cost you to fulfill.
Right. I say this, rounding out kind of the whole thought process. It was funny kind of writing and working together on a lot of the language for the website, because as cheesy it sounds, it really is true though. Like, we really tried to approach this from a cost standpoint of, like, if you or I wandered onto this site, just, you know, being normal guys who want to build up or just experience different video games, like, would this price point be something, you know, we're talking $10 or $11 as our, you know, that's our cheapest monthly subscription, as Colby was just talking about for the 12 month. You know, that's really how cheap we were initially talking about. And eventually we were able to launch that at that cost. So, you know, that I think for us is really exciting because it's true. Like, we're trying to be the type of, you know, everyman approach to this space. So for another $20, you can get photos of Colby and I. And for $40, you can just message us and we'll provide whatever photo you want, you know? Hit up our private messages on our podcast.
you can find our OnlyFans, you know, page.
We should start a combined OnlyFans channel. We have like one really creepy subscriber, you know.
It's just us, like, we're trying to do like a raw opening of our own subscription box, and we're in our boxers, and it's this one, like,
he just keeps
62 but like the year old guy that just keeps
he's on the hey, live stream, like, donating more money real time. He's like, open the card slower, and you're like, all right, Jim, I guess.
Oh, crinkle the wrapper in the
microphone. Zoom out. Let me see the Applebee's logo. All right.
Which is convenient because we're going to do.
We've gotten Only clearance for it, right? Is that what Applebee's the lawyer group. Said?
It's surprisingly, we just got to put like a big, like, one way mirror where nobody can actually see us. That we will probably accidentally put backwards.
I was gonna say, like,
we can't see anybody and everyone.
Yeah, if you, I would say, like, even and it's my friend Shannon, she's a lawyer now, and so I don't know why she gets so upset when I say I'm also a lawyer, but I feel like we're just proving it. We're just proving it on our podcast right now.
I mean, you just went to school for like that even at least mean? 6 years. Woo-hoo.
Oh, God. Well, no, man, that was, I think we're both equally, I would say, anxious and excited to see kind of how this goes. But, you know, regardless, it was cool to kind of go through the whole process. And God, the amount of just back and forth that requires to put up, you know, when you look at our website, you know, it's like 3 or 4 pages, but God, the amount of detail and back it really makes you appreciate people who can successfully launch small businesses, man. Like you, and like that was without a brick and mortar, you know, that's without having employees and payroll and a ton of that stuff that just makes God, you know, makes me appreciate, small business that much more. So it's been cool.
Yeah. And one thing too, before I end up forgetting, the structure of the boxes. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you've got, like we said, our lowest is around $11 a month. You're easily getting, I'm trying to think of what we priced out the retail value.
Right.
It's easily like $30 in value. Of what you would pay maybe, you know, in retail stores. But where a lot of other boxes, they might have more content inside of them, though you're going to pay $40, $50, $60 a month for them. Ours is we've got one game per box with a handful of other collectible items, mm-hmm. anything from small little figurines, keychains, numerous stickers. It all just kind of varies here and there. But I feel like for what our price is, it's
you guys,
a very
go check
good
out GlendaleGuysCollectibles.com. All you got to do is look at the different price points. Again, starting at the 12-month recurring subscription, you literally pick what console you'd like to receive a random game from. And you can select multiple, by the way. So you can select Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, and others. And literally, you will be on a just kind of random draw from games that Colby goes out, cleans, makes sure that it's in great working order. And it's just a fun, awesome kind of surprise each month. So we're really excited and we're anxious to see what everyone thinks about it.
Yeah, yeah, no. And I like the prospect of we started just doing what we call retro, kind of the video game side of it. And in the future, expanding mm-hmm. to, I guess, what you might
like
call
more modern,
games, you know, like your PS. Yeah, like your PS2, your 360, GameCube, stuff like that, of course, we'll include in the future. But mm-hmm. also make sure to follow. We have socials for the Glendale Guys Collectibles. We'll be posting hopefully this week once I ever remember to get the photos to you, Chris.
Giveaway time.
We're going to do a giveaway.
That's right. First 300 followers on our social channels, you will be randomly entered to win. And I could just do the drum roll. That's not drum roll.
It sounds like a card.
Yeah, I fucked that up so bad here. You can tell what the prize is.
So the prize will be it'll be a Nintendo Game Boy Color console. So you'll receive a fully refurbished console. The outer shell on it is kind of like a slightly translucent green, which kind of goes with our theme. And I also found out after doing it that console color is actually the Toys R Us exclusive shell that we're which
that
kind
is very
goes
true.
Back to how many times we talked about Toys R Us. But yeah, you got to be. So
we haven't even
just
gotten
just
that far
on
yet.
Our Facebook.
So maybe just follow our social. Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep an Yeah, just follow our socials. Follow, of course, our podcast page, and our video game Glendale Guys Collectibles page. We'll make sure we put it out on both what requirements will be. But it's easily, I mean, if I were to turn around and sell this thing, especially right now with prices spike,
nice value right
it's
there.
At least between $75 to $100. I mean,
yeah,
especially when maybe all you got to do is a few things.
Yeah,
you
know, be sure to pay attention to it, guys. It free, it'll most likely be, you know, follow our page, share to your friends and comment. So we'll make sure we do that, you know, somewhat soon here in the next week or two. And, you know, thanks again for listening here, because this has been a lot of fun the last, really, it's kind of been almost 6 or 7 months now. So here we go.
Oh, yeah. No, it's exciting. And be sure just to, if you guys got any feedback, just message us or comment on this podcast post on our socials.
We love it. Awesome, guys. Well, that was our podcast, because we're both very excited to hop on PlayStation tonight and play some video games. Our podcast is over and it's time to go. So we go play now. we're gonna put it in there.
Every episode.
Ingenious.
These are my demands.
All right, everybody. All right, take it easy, everybody.
All right, guys, peace. We'll catch you for the next one.